Game two of the ALCS. The Astros looking to go up two games to none on the Yankees. Chris Paul, James Harden on hand, as is Justin Verlander's fiance, Kate Upton. Verlander would have it working in this one. Picking up in the third, it's Verlander facing Chase Headley.
Back at the right is caught for out number two. Gets there, no problem. That's down in the corner. At least two. It's a double, and then the put out, 9-6-5. Judge is back. It is gone for a home run. Just over the wall, and Correa's made it 1-0 Houston.
0-1. That's lifted pretty well left center field. Springer is going back, looking up, and that is off the wall. Hicks scores. Springer trying to claim that the ball gets trapped in the padding. It's a 1-1 game.
Green looking. 12 strikeouts. Brilliant. Slow roller. Out of first. And Verlander through nine. Runner not going on a fly ball into right center field. This ball cut off by Judge. Altuve is going to come to the plate. Throw by Gregorius. Throw dropped. Strike. Gregorius rushed it, bounced it, and Altuve touched the plate. The throw beat him. But Sanchez could not make the catch.
The Astros win game two and take a 2-0 series lead. Manager A.J. Hinch spoke after.
Big moments are meant for big-time performers. And from pitch one, you know, Justin Verlander was big for this team. Really pitch one as an Astro. But most importantly, this game today, he was exceptional in every way. From controlling his emotions to executing every pitch, to being dominant with his fastball, the put-away breaking ball, a couple change-ups. He just was every bit the top-end pitcher in the league that he's been for a really long time. I mean, this is such a big moment for our team, but he put us on his back today with his pitching.
Justin Verlander goes the distance, striking out 13. He does it on 124 pitches. He spoke after the game.
Came out with a game plan to attack. You know, throw a bunch of strikes, try to put those guys on their heels and make them have to swing. And then hopefully you can get them aggressive and then later in the game expand. It worked, but there was no conversation after the eighth. And it was just kind of, hey, I think he was, no words were necessary. It was my game for the ninth to win or lose.
Carlos Correa knocks in both Houston runs, including the game winner in the ninth. He talked after.
Well, I never faced him before, so, you know, I kind of swung at the first fastball he threw me, and I swung underneath it, so I was like, okay, he throws 100, I got to get on top of that baseball. So the ball was there, I was trying to swing over, and I was able to hit in the gap. I told him when we were playing defense, riding that inning, I told him, it's you and me, we got to do this for the team. And he's like, all right, so he got the base hit, I was like, okay, I got to do something here now. I got the double, really happy with the win, ready to go to New York.
Jose Altuve now with 13 extra base hits this postseason. He scores the winning run and spoke after the game.
This is probably the most exciting game I ever played. And, you know, what a game by Justin Verlander, what a game by Carlos Correa. You know, we made some really good defensive plays, and that's what we're looking for, to win the game. I mean, as soon as I touched home plate, I was like, okay, we won the game. We're now with 2-0, and saw my teammates going crazy. I see the fans going crazy. And, you know, in the end of the day, we're playing for them. You know, we want to do everything we do for them because they've been supporting us since, you know, we lost 100 games, three seasons in a row.
Josh Reddick with a fantastic catch in right field, robbing Chase Headley. He talked after the game two win.
Pretty magical what just happened. Correa's been one of our best players all year. Altuve getting on base, but he has great at-bats, has powered all fields. What he did earlier in the game to get us up on top early was huge. It's a lot of fun. That's really all you can explain. It's a lot of fun. We're playing Headley in the gap a little bit, so I kind of had a good route on it. Know the ballpark really well, use it for good support, and you know, fortunately it didn't go over by a lot where I had to stretch. I had enough time to get in there with two hands, so just tried to stay calm, stay relaxed, and go out there and make the catch.
With a 2-0 lead, the Astros head to New York for Game 3 on Monday. Charlie Morton on the hill.